I am Daniel White III, and you're listening to The Man in the Mirror, episode number 53. This podcast is directed to all young people, but primarily to young black men and young black women and their parents. We are thankful for all of the people who are standing up for justice and racial equality in the greatest country, in the words of Michael Medved, on God's green earth. But this podcast is about the man in the mirror. I'm talking to you. What are you doing, sir, ma'am, for the glory of God? What are you doing to make life better for others? What are you doing to make life better for your family? Are you getting an education? Are you working a job or starting a business? What are you doing to make life better for yourself, for your community? This podcast is about living life in such a way that it cuts back on the chance of being harassed or killed by the authorities or anyone else, and helps you to live the good life of productivity, peace, and joy. Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" This goes for young women too. "By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? My God, my God, what are you doing for others?" In keeping with our theme of dealing with the man, or the woman for that matter, in the mirror, we are going to continue discussing and dealing with the building of important biblical character traits in your life by the grace of God through the power of Jesus Christ. We make no bones about that. Today we will begin looking at the quality of punctuality from the Power for True Success by the Institute in Basic Life Principles. Punctuality is demonstrating the worth of people and time by arriving for appointments before they begin. Punctuality is based on two important factors. The first is a reverence for time, a respect for time, and the second is a respect for other people. And really, that should be reversed. We ought to respect the people first and then respect time. Punctuality is being present, prepared, and alert for appointed times and seasons. Being punctual is living in harmony with the nature of God, who is always precisely on time. God never fails us. He may not, as the old black saints used to say, he may not come when we think he ought to come, but he is always right on time, always. Failing to be punctual hinders God's purposes in our lives and offends those who are then forced to wait for us. And the truth of the matter is, many of us are guilty of this. People tend to count the faults of those who keep them waiting. The longer they wait, the more faults they find. And being late is a big fault in their minds. Oftentimes, we as black people like to say and joke around and say, "Well, it's CP time." And CP time refers to colored people's time. will start when everybody gets there. Do the CP time thing. Well, it's time out for the CP time. No more CP time. No more BP time. Let's be on time. We are to reverence people and respect people and respect time, because God created time. He created days, nights, weeks, months, years, hours, and minutes. He also established the seasons of the year and seasons of life. God designed the day for work and the night for rest. He wants us to make full use of every day and finish one week's work in 6 days. God is big on time. Now, he's not in time. Of course, he's God, but he created time for us and put us in time. We are then to honor him with the first fruits of all our increase, including the first portion of a paycheck, 10% plus an offering. It's good to give 15% if you can. If you feel at peace, give 20%. But you don't have to. It's kind of based on how much you love God. The first part of the day and the first day of the week, we ought to give all of that to God. Not only our money, but our time. Because it all belongs to God, and no doubt ourselves. If you have not been punctual toward God, consider the word of the Lord. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Confess your sins to God and write out the steps you plan to take to establish punctuality before the Lord. Dr. Charles Spurgeon said, "I ought not to insult anyone by supposing that his time is worth nothing, and that he himself is a nobody, who may as well wait for me as not." Holy Father God, help us all to be punctual. Help us all to be on time. Help us to stop being dilatory and slothful and lazy. In fact, Lord, help us to live by the principle that if I'm on time, I'm late. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror. Rather, you must look at the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Do you know him? If you do not yet know him as your Lord and Savior, trust him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of sin, and because you have never accepted the payment for sin, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul and to change your life, and he will do it. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, or Romans 10:9-13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.